I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Central Sahel region looks at future changes. How can we pray? Meanwhile, if you're thinking ahead to summer plans, you'll want to hear about this service opportunity coming your way. The details on that story in just a few minutes. But first, Niger, Mali, Burkina Faso. All of these countries have met with eyes on alliance. All of these countries also have a concerning lack of gospel presence and church support. Greg Kelly of Unknown Nations explains.
It's way easier for the church to resource things in sub-Saharan Africa, where you don't have to deal with the adversity and challenges of radical Islam. And I think because of that, we just haven't taken on these difficult fields.
It's a problem that can only be solved by bold courage in God's plan and careful attention to culturally specific needs.
Paul was motivated to go where the gospel had never been. The one-way missionaries of the late 1800s and early 1900s, they literally would go places knowing that every previous effort led to someone losing their life. Yet they went there. Why? Because the gospel had never been there.
God has a plan to reach the entire world with his message. But his plans are also intensely personal and intimate, and our prayers should follow suit.
So as we're praying with knowledge to the Lord of the harvest, we're naming those people groups that Jesus died for.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, Moldova, nestled between Ukraine and Romania, faces a crisis of population decline. Since the Soviet Union's collapse, Moldova has seen a population drop of 11.7%. That's the worst of any post-Soviet state. This is harming Moldova's economy, culture, workforce, and even the church. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says,
they're at a time where most young people want to immigrate into Europe, and they're finding a shortage of young men who want to be pastors and missionaries, young men and women who will give their lives to ministering in a remote village. It's a sacrificial calling. It's a unique calling from God.
SGA is beginning more intentional work to serve churches and pastors in Moldova.
So we're looking at pastoral and missionary training as they reach out into villages. Due to this shortage on Sunday, many of the pastors actually preach in four churches. There aren't enough pastors. So starting early in the morning, they go from church to church and preach at each one of the locations on Sundays. And then they try to shepherd these four different churches. These guys are completely worn out and hoping to grow. And so we feel like we've been raised up for such a time as this.
Ask the Lord of the harvest to send workers to Moldova ready to preach the good news.
And then finally pray for SJ as we serve the churches. There's no greater calling for all of us as believers than to see the gospel advanced through God's church.
And yes, it's January, but why not take a break from thinking about bleak winters and start making summer plans? Nuna of Triumph for Mercy Lebanon says they're looking for volunteers to help at their summer camp in Lebanon.
So we're looking for people who are believers, who are ethically good, and who are available to do whatever. So they have to have a servant heart.
These summer camps give kids a chance to learn specific skills during specialized activities, but they're more than just fun events.
Summer camps are a great time to evangelize, because during the summer camps, we have Bible stories. We have for, you know, the unbelievers, the Muslims especially, we talk about the prophet's story, just the gifts to Jesus' life.
The summer camp is a chance for kids, and by extension, their families, to learn about Jesus. For some camp attendees, it's the first time they'll hear the story. And that's why Nuna's asking that you pray.
We need open hearts to receive the gospel, to receive everything we're trying to just plant into these hearts, these small hearts, and these families.
If this sounds like an opportunity you'd be interested in, we'll connect you with a link at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.